This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japanese medical experts said Friday banning spectators at the Olympics is the least risky option for holding the games, even as they appear resigned to the possibility of allowing some fans into venues amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The government and Tokyo 2020 organizers have for months held off deciding whether domestic spectators will be allowed. Overseas fans are already banned. Japan has avoided the kind of coronavirus outbreaks that have crippled many other countries, but its vaccine rollout has been slow and its medical system has been pushed to the brink in parts of the country. The government's drive to hold the games has been criticized by some hospitals and doctors' unions. The final decision on fans will be taken at a meeting as early as Monday between organizers, including Tokyo 2020 and the International Olympic Committee, and representatives from the national and Tokyo governments. Already delayed by 1 year, some 41% of people want the games canceled, according to a GG News poll released on Friday. If the games go ahead, 64% of the public want them without spectators, the poll found. AstraZeneca on Friday said the European Union had lost a legal case against the pharmaceutical firm over the supply of COVID-19 vaccines as a court in Brussels rejected an EU request for more deliveries by the end of June. The Anglo-Swedish firm committed in a contract to do its best to deliver the 27-nation bloc 300 million doses by the end of June, but production problems led the company to revise down its target to 100 million vaccines. The cuts in supplies delayed the EU's vaccination drive in the first quarter of the year. That led to a bitter dispute and a legal action to try to get 120 million doses by the end of June, but the judge says they only must deliver 80 million now by the end of September. This is VOA.